Hi, Marty Lurie here on KNBR 680 with Tim Lincecum. Boy, I'll tell you, a couple of starts, things turn around nicely. What's the difference for you?
Maybe just a little bit better focus, sticking to my plan and slowing things down out there has kind of helped me. I think when things get tough, you seem to just want to get in a hurry to get back on that mound, and just, you don't think as much. And so I think I've just been doing a better job of taking my time, and it hasn't been any big difference. It's just been some small things here and there.
Yeah, watching your pitch, I mean, you're getting outs on the curveballs, and sort of interesting pitches, the way you get people off balance. That seems to be a little different for you.
Yeah, definitely. But, it's been working for the last two outings, and, as long as I feel confident in the pitcher that I'm throwing, I think that's really what matters. Obviously, me and my catcher's connection matters a lot too, and so when we get on the same page, we're able to communicate before the game. We have an idea of what we want to do, and that kind of just alleviates any kind of would-be pressure out there or, want to know, or you just kind of have an idea of what you can go to, and, that's kind of made it easier for me in the last couple of years, but things are kind of coming together. I'm not saying, it's the unveiling of a new Tim Lincecum or anything like that, or myself. I hate using my name in third person, but I feel like an attitude change was necessary. And I spun my head around a couple of things, and like I said, it wasn't a huge difference. It's just trying to focus on the right things.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to be out there and see you get the outs and walk off, and the crowd gets excited because you are still the rock star.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of fun. Just to go out there and compete and be able to do it in front of our crowd, and be able to share something special like that with them is priceless in a sense.
Since Johnny Vandermeer pitched two no-hitters back-to-back, there have been 178 no-hitters, so the record is safe. But did it cross your mind at all as you went out there that maybe I can do it again?
No, I think you kind of go out there with a little bit of arrogance of today's going to be a good day, and no matter what happens, I'm going to roll with it. And I think I kind of roll into a game like that after a good game like I had against the Padres with a lot of confidence, but nothing that was steering me in any kind of different direction or make stupid decisions or anything like that. I was still trying to stick to who I was, and I'm trying to just, like I said, I'm trying to keep guys off balance and vary my pitches, locations, and not give guys a whole bunch of looks at the same pitches in the same spot. I mix it up and try to change speeds, and in a sense becoming a thumber, if you could say it. But it's I feel like I'm becoming a smarter pitcher, and it's nice to get back and from the work.
That's terrific. When I was a lawyer, I'd go in the courtroom. If there's a DA there, I said some days I went in, I like to see a certain DA there. I felt better. Yeah. As you go in and you see the Padres, you feel better?
I think it's not a matter of feeling better. I think it's a confidence thing. It's more of a, I know these hitters, and I know I'm not going to have to do any kind of crazy studying or find out what they've been doing. I kind of can stick to my strengths, and my strengths have kind of worked to my benefit against them. It's kind of rare that you can find a team that happens, but I'm not saying it happens every time. They got me earlier in the year. With that, it's just taking each outing as it is and trying to steer your mind in the right direction beforehand so you're not going out there, guessing. And, like I said, my arrogance alone used to, keep me up out there, and now it's just the know-how, I guess.
I think the best one was the rain delay against Atlanta, where you showed up about 5 minutes before in the bullpen, went out, threw a couple of pitches, and next thing you knew, I think you got 10 swinging strikeouts. That was the best one.
Yeah, but those moments are going to come and go. It's just, it's just part of the game and just the way the game evolves around you,
Yeah. Hey, during the no-hitter, do you subscribe to the don't talk to me, kind of sit in the same spot kind of stuff? And when did you, and I'll ask you that one first, and sort of when did you realize, hey, this could be something special?
I've never been a guy, I haven't been a part of a lot of no-hitters, but I've always just been a guy that kind of wanted to alleviate any kind of, pressure or stress. So I just kind of try to treat it like any other game, or treat it like any other day, and just communicate with the players and let them know that I'm just as relaxed so they can, they can be. I don't think that's the reason why I do it. I think that's just in my nature, and if it works out to that, then it does. But you know, it's just something that helps me keep things in perspective while I'm out there. You know, it helps me keep things less pressure. You know, I guess that would be the biggest thing is, you know, some people can get wound up so much and being so focused in the game, and you're not even in the game yet. But, you know, for me, it's, you know, the focus in between the lines is the biggest difference.
You know, it's funny to watch it because while you're in the dugout, yeah, you are loose. And, you know, I remember Russ Ortiz when he was here. They pitched. You could come up and talk to Russ Ortiz and have the longest conversation in the world. I think you're a lot like that. But I imagine people walk away from you when you have a no-hitter going. They don't want to get in the way.
No, actually, I think guys get an idea of who I am. And, you know, we've been together. It's a close-knit bunch of guys that know that I'm not going to be any different guy on any different day, if depending on what's going on in the game. Obviously, you know, put us in the playoffs, that might be a different story, but at the same time, I'm still trying to just be myself in that situation, and I guess that's just the way it comes out.
Well, I'll tell you one other thing as we wrap it up with Tim Lincecum. You're a hitter. I mean, you're starting to, yeah, come on. No, seriously, you're getting long at bats, and maybe the bat speed, to me, it looks faster. Is that possible?
I don't think the bat speed's faster. I think I have an idea of what I can and can't do at the plate, and I'm just trying not to overswing. I think that's the biggest thing. I think I can get caught up in, you know, I'm a rear back and kind of go guy, you know, with the pitching. It's the same kind of thing with the hitting. It's kind of hard not to just kind of give it your all. And lately, I've just been kind of just focusing on, you know, just trying to put the bat on the ball, put it in play, something good will happen, or, you know, if you can hit some foul balls, maybe you can make for a long at bat.
So. Yeah, no, because you walk away, you look disappointed now. Hey, what happened? I should have gotten a hit here.
Yeah, it's. I think we, as hitters, hitting pitchers, we, and on this team especially, we're just competitive within each other, and I don't think that'll ever change. I mean, we got guys like Kane and Bum, and you know, Hudson. You know, all those guys have home runs to their names, so I know they look for that chance to get to the plate and do something special.
You think your home runs in your future?
It's hard to answer that question. I'd like to wish, but you know, wish only gets you so far.
If you're hoping, you ain't playing, they always say. But let me tell you, if you had a home run, this would be very interesting. I'll tell you, that may be the crowning blow of your career.
Yeah, maybe two.
All right, I appreciate taking the time. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Marty.
All right. More coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.